g'day everybody, it's Ryan Higgins here from My Movies, and thank you very much for joining us today. It's kind of customary at the beginning of these things to introduce myself, but I think if everybody's sort of heard myself and my story enough, so I thought we'd try something a little bit different. I'm going to start over to Natalie, who most of you will recognise from the emails that go out from My Movies, and she's just going to start off the call and give us a little bit of info about herself. Go for it, Nat.
Well, hello everybody. It's great to be on the call with you today. I think a little bit about the story and how Ryan and I got together. And by the way, if you're wondering, we're actually business partners, not husband and wife, which seems to be the consensus. But when Ryan initially made his first Mine movie, we were actually friends with Ryan back then, and he showed me his movie, and I was like, oh my God, you have to show me how to do that for myself. But I think I was probably one of about 50 people that were pestering Ryan saying, come on, you've got to show me how to do that. Now, within the first year of making my first Mine movie, I had pretty well accomplished nearly everything that I put in there. You know, I'd bought the car that I wanted. I'd travel around the world 6 months of the year. I have a personal trainer. I have a lovely new wardrobe of clothes. And I donate a lot of time and money to different charities as well. So I've sort of got to the point now where I actually will do one Mine movie each year. So each year I set new goals and new paths for myself. But I think probably the biggest results that I've got from making a Mine movie is I actually just very recently created a Mine movie specifically for health and weight loss. I had a goal of getting from a size 14 to a size 10 in 8 weeks, and it was just in time for my 40th birthday. And I actually managed to achieve that, which was fantastic. And a lot of it was to do with my Mine movie and the goals that I'd set in there. So that's a little bit about me. So what are we?
The thing about Natalie and myself here is we don't claim to be gurus or experts in the law of attraction. What we did, we both made a Mine movie. We sort of stumbled into this, and we discovered that it worked very, very well and efficiently to the point where we nicknamed ourselves Master Manifestors. Using the tools of Mind Movies and creating Mind Movies for ourselves, we just started, our lives just started to turn around and change. And it was after the fact that we went looking for experts to explain to us what we had done. And one of the best we'd come across was John Seeley. So John, you're on the call now. To introduce John to everybody, he is a best-selling author of the book Get Unstuck, and a life coach and a human potential expert. So, John, why don't you take over the call for us and lead everybody through some more of the nitty-gritty of the law of attraction.
Sure. Well, Ryan, the thing about the law of attraction is it works whether you believe in it or not. And I tell people it's kind of like the law of gravity. You know, if you don't believe in it, just jump up and down. You're going to find out that it's going to pull you right back. And the same thing happens with this. We create these things all the time in our lives. And sometimes we think of them as coincidences. And sometimes it just, you know, seems to appear magically. Well, the law of attraction is really defined through quantum physics. I mean, imagine everything is really pure potential. It's like an infinite number of potential outcomes for whatever it is that you want in your life. And when you put your attention on one particular one, they all come together and, you know, become that, and they manifest as such. And so it's really about putting your attention in the proper place where you want it. And if you're finding that you're creating things that you don't want, you have to realize that there's a subconscious part to your mind as well, and it knows the law of attraction just as well or not as you, and therefore, if something else is manifesting, that's what's happening. Your subconscious mind does not want what you consciously want. And that's what a lot of people get mixed up on. They're saying, well, I've been using the law of attraction, it's not working. I said, well, actually you are using it and it is working, but here's the deal. And once you understand that you have to get your subconscious mind in alignment with your conscious mind to create things, all of a sudden, once you do that, it's like you have two paddlers in a canoe, one paddling one direction, one paddling a different direction. And as soon as you start getting them both paddling the same direction, you make great headway and so quickly. And people are manifesting these things much quicker than you would have thought. And so it's a matter of getting that all in alignment. And there's different ways to do that. But one of the ways is to make sure that you consciously are doing something. I'll tell you, the cutest way I've come up with it is called an absolute daily goal. And an absolute daily goal is where you're going to retrain your subconscious mind to agree with you. because the problem we have is that oftentimes we say we want something, but we really don't follow through. In other words, we break our word to ourselves quite often. And I ask this in workshops where I ask people to raise their hand, how many people broke their word in the last 24 hours? And basically within asking enough questions, almost 100% are raising their hand. And if I have to go back, you know, 2 or 3 days, finally I get, you know, everybody. The point is, when you break your word, your subconscious mind thinks, okay, when they say something, they don't really mean it, so we're not going to follow through. So what I said is, let's retrain your mind, and let's create an absolute daily goal. And this is something that you absolutely know you can do, even if it's 11:59 at night, and you forgot the whole day, and you go, oh, I got to do this. And I talk to people, for instance, on fitness goals that they want to achieve. I said, well, your absolute daily goal then would be one sit-up. In other words, it's 11:59, you forgot to do it. Get out on the floor, do your one sit-up, you're done. Because your mind doesn't know whether you're keeping your word for something big or something small. It just knows you're keeping your word. And as you do that, it will then help you to manifest the bigger things because it knows you're keeping your word. So it's so important.
That's very built on. That matches my experience and Natalie's as well very, very closely. I know the reason that prompted me to do my own mind movie was I was really frustrated that I wasn't achieving the goals I was setting for myself. And I thought they were very attainable, and I thought I was working hard enough, and I thought I'd invested enough time in my education and pursuing and learning all the things that I would need to learn to achieve my goals. But for some reason, I was just repelling my goals and not bringing them towards me. And the conclusion that I came to was, there's obviously some incongruent belief within myself. If you ask me consciously, do I want to achieve this goal? My immediate answer is yes. But I believe that there must have been something on the subconscious level which was repelling that goal. So I started investigating things a little bit more in the personal development space and the law of attraction space, and I thought, okay, I can use visualization and vision boards, for et cetera, to actually help me to alter my subconscious and actually change my belief systems underneath. So I did that, and I started off with visualization board, and I was like, okay, well, that's cool, but this could be a lot cooler. So I ended up making a mind movie. And so what that did for me, obviously, that actually changed my belief systems and my subconscious. And I believe now that I'm a lot more congruent with my goals. And once I became congruent, then things started coming towards, my goals started appearing and manifesting very, very quickly.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens, and usually a lot faster than you think it's going to. And one of the things that people have problems with, though, is also creating what they really want because they don't know what they really want. And so to do that, you need to have SMART goals. And basically, you just check your goals to see if they meet the SMART criteria. And that means it's specific. So I have people all the time say, well, I want more money. Well, that's not specific. I give you a nickel, you got more money. So I was like, what do you really want? They go, no, I want $100,000 more a year. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's specific. Is it measurable? Well, yes, in that particular case, it's measurable. But I had some clients that come up with things that you wouldn't think were measurable. And they said, I want more joy in my life. I said, well, what does that look like? And they said, well, if I laugh 5 times a day, that'll meet it. I was like, okay, it's measurable. Then is it appropriate? And that means, does it meet your wants and needs? Or also, does it interfere with anybody else's? Because, for instance, let's say that you want to have a relationship with Mary. Well, Mary's life is her own, so your goal, to be appropriate, would have to say, I would like to have a relationship with a woman like Mary. Now, it might end up being Mary, but she has her own life, and therefore you can't, you know, overcommit by doing that. So to keep it appropriate, you choose, I want somebody with those characteristics. Then realistic, and this is where a lot of people have a problem. This is the fun part. This is where I tell people, no, imagine that you got a magic wand, and imagine that you can stretch your goals beyond what you think you can get. And so I tell people, it only has to be 50% believable. So it only has to be 50% believable to you. And that it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. They can all think, oh, they're crazy. But if you believe, for instance, let's say in the $100,000 goal, you believe you can get the $50,000. That's 50% believable of the 100. Therefore, it's believable. It's work. So it qualifies for realistic. And then the last thing is you have to have a sense of time to it because you have to have a deadline for this to be achieved. And I talk to people all the time, and sometimes they have a challenge looking down the road, or sometimes they have a challenge, you know, in the short term. So reverse whatever you're having a problem with. If you have a problem setting short-term goals, look a year, 5 years down the road. Then just back it up to see what you'd have to do to meet those goals then. The same thing if you're doing a short-term, you want to be able to say, well, I need to get, 8 weeks. I need to do this, this, and this. Okay, well, start at the 8-week mark and then back it up. You know, divide it by 8, and that's what I need to do weekly. Divide that by 7, that's what I need to do daily. So, again, setting those SMART goals will really help to focus your mind toward creating what you want. And then, because the mind thinks in pictures, you want to take it one step beyond that, and that is where you create a visual portrait of those goals.
Very cool. But I think the one that I really love in there as an example in those SMART goals is measurable. I believe that's one of the most important ones in there. And we've got a lot of very creative people out there in the Mind Movies community. And one of the most important questions you can ask yourself, whether you're creating a vision board or making your own mind movie, is how will I know I have achieved my goal? What does it look like? What evidence is before me? And I'll give you an example of that. One particular person wanted to be the number one salesperson in their sales team. And so they asked themselves that question, and they thought, the way I'll know I have achieved that goal is there is the owner of the company put a leaderboard up of all the different salespeople in the team. And every week they put their stats up, and you can see who was the best salesman in the team, who was the second best salesperson in the team. So what this person did, he said, okay, I'll know, the evidence will be real, that I'm the best salesperson in this team when I am number one on that board. He'd never been there before. So what he did was, after hours, when nobody was about and no one could make fun of him, he went in and he put his name on the top of the sales leaderboard. And he made it look as real as he could with real stats and everything else. He took a photo of that and put it inside his mind movie. And that was very, very cool because every time he watched his mind movie, he saw the evidence that he was the number one salesperson in that team. In time, his subconscious believed it and made it happen.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. And in fact, I tell people that you want to actually take a picture of what it looks like to have that completed goal. For instance, if you want a new car, I don't want you to just cut out a picture of that car and put it, in the mind movie or in your vision board. I want you to go to a dealer, get in that car, have someone take a picture of you driving the car. That is the end result. That is so much more powerful. That will your mind will really commit and seeing not just seeing the car, but seeing you in the car, you driving the car. That is really powerful. So I want you to look down the road, see what it's going to look like for you at the end of that goal, what it's going to be like, and get real vivid on the picture. And, if you're painting a picture with the words, because words are very important too, is to have it as if it's happening right now, as if you've already achieved it, because your mind does not know the difference between real and make-believe when you're putting it together. It actually is believing that it's creating it right this second as you state, I am, let's say 10 pounds lighter. I am 10 pounds lighter, meaning I have released the 10 pounds, I'm fit, I'm happy, I'm healthy. Well, get a picture of you when you are that way, or find one on the web and put your head on it. Because that will go into your body's mind and you'll go, oh, that's what we want to create. Oh, okay, great. And then, again, it's a SMART goal. It's one that they can see what the end looks like, and they will start creating that.
Exactly. That's what I did with my mind movie where I was looking to reach a specific weight goal. I actually found photos of when I was a size 10 and made sure that they were peppered all the way through my mind movie so I could, identify with that. Now, John, we actually have a few special guests on the call today, and what I might do is introduce our first guest who has some very interesting stories and experiences to share with us. And our first guest is actually John Pate. So, John, if you're there, could you just press star 6?
I'm here.
Fantastic. So, John, do you want to just introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about what you do, and maybe tell us about your experience?
Okay. Pretty much in a nutshell, I'm not here to sell or anything like that. I'm just grateful that you guys tapped me on the shoulder. This is the second time, which I feel truly blessed in that. So, like that one slide says, all the right opportunities come my way. So, anyways, basically I've been in sales my whole adult life, 17 years, never had a job. I pretty much, been self-employed and I've been in the networking industry. I'm still in the networking industry, and I love every minute of it. I like to. I'm a family man. You know, we got our second child on the way. Be here June 18th. So,
congratulations.
Hey.
Thank you so much. I mean, you know, with that being said, you know, it has its ups, its downs, its bumps, its bruises, and the temper tantrums. But, you know, still I get to see every bit of it. I don't have to come home at night after a long day at the office and have the wife hand the bundle of fussiness to you and go, he's all yours. Have a great evening, you know. So we get to share in that burden all together. But anyways, when you guys actually shot me an email, and then Natalie, you called me at like 12:39 a.m. I apologize, didn't take the call at that time of the night, but I'd already crashed for the evening. I'm sorry about that. But I went back and I pulled up. I went back, you know, my story started as basically like Ryan was saying. I wanted something. I couldn't put my finger on exactly what I was trying to do. I was trying to meditate, and I was really trying to get into these vision boards and sitting there, and I'm like, this is pointless. My mind is just racing everywhere. I can't keep a focused thought. Yeah, okay, I want the car. Big deal. Next, you know. It just wasn't appealing to me. And I went back through my inbox, and lo and behold, I was cleaning out my inbox like I do pretty much, you know, about once every 6 months. I clean it out. And for some reason, I saw an email, and it says, Mayan movies. I was like, what in the world is this? So I went and watched that, and of course, you know, I'm sure hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people have seen that advertisement. I'm like, this is exactly what I've been looking for. Well, I ordered it, and I went back and pulled some numbers here, so that way I knew for a fact that what I was telling you was true. I'm a stats person. So my first Mayan movie had 93 slides in it.
Wow. That's a lot.
And, you know, I was one of those ignorant people. It said, watch it before you go to bed, and first thing you do when you get up in the morning, watch it again. So I religiously did that for 5 months. Well, here's what happened. 56% of those slides came to pass and to bear itself in front of me, in my possession, or done it, been there, got the T-shirt, thank you very much. 52 slides came true. Okay,
wow.
A lot of those slides were about money, unexpected gifts, unexpected checks in the mail, you know, all this good stuff. So what happened? I got arrogant, I got cocky, I got, you know, straight away from watching the Mayan movie because everything was going great. A couple months went by, and my wife said, why don't you create another one? And this time, he says, watch it at night and in the morning. Why don't we watch it as many times as we think about it during the day? Okay, this is really cool here, but you wait. You got to hear me all the way through this because it gets really exciting. 73 slides on this one for 2 months, as many times as we possibly could think about it in a day. Because naturally, I'm at home all day. We don't do anything but, you know, raise kids, change diapers, and, you know, all that good stuff. 73 slides, 2 months, all day, as many times as I could. We were at 52%. 38 of the slides came true. And I'm talking big slides came true. I mean, monster slides. I'm going, oh, my goodness, what is going on here? There again, you know, we're staying at these five-star resorts, got away from watching the Mayan movies. Everything's going good. We're up close to six figures a month, yada, yada, yada. And everything started, you know, stalling out because I didn't really know what was the next step. Here's where it really caught my attention. Ryan sent me an email. I don't know if he sent it to me personally. If it went to a list, I'm just going to, for my own psyche, he sent it to me personally.
Well, that's personally, John. Everybody gets individual email.
Exactly. Yeah, just make sure the tags are just right and your name's filled. I'm just kidding. But basically what he sent over to me was a new technology that he had, and it took what I was trying to do in that two-month period to the next level. I didn't even have to think about it. It played on my computer. You know, I'm on my computer pretty much all the time. I mean, I've got eight different companies, and, you know, I've got something happening all the time. So I really wanted to test the holy mm-hmm. You know, this is a clean call, but I wanted to test this thing and see if this Mayan movie was just a fluke or what in the world was going on. I put 69 slides in there, and I said, you know what, if I get 10 of these, I will absolutely be sold beyond belief. Are you ready for this? 3 weeks of doing that new subliminal, I'll let you guys fill it in. All I know is it works. I had 69 slides in there. 56 out of 69 slides came to pass in 3 weeks to the date, 81%, and I'm talking stuff that would make your skin crawl. Oh, my God, I cannot believe that happened.
Give me one of the big ones.
I wanted $7,000 cash show up unexpectedly 3 days before Christmas. I had $9,000 cash showed up to my house, cash $100 bills in my hand. Exactly 3 days before Christmas.
But that you weren't kidding when you said you wanted to test this. You just made up stuff and said, let's see if I can test this.
I mean, I had $4,600 in three different situations come from unexpected checks in the mail. I had gifts that were sent to me that just totally blew my mind. We had heirloom pieces of stuff that I didn't even know who these people was. I'm not even sure to this date if they are my family. Sending me priceless stuff. And, you know, I'm not doing this for the monetary gain or whatever, but me personally, I like money. Money loves me, and money is love in circulation. And I love to circulate the far out of love, if you know what I'm talking about.
I'm mindset around money, mate. That's great.
So what I've been doing all day today, well, I started last night after I think Renee, one of your assistants, contacted me, and I started thinking about it. I said, you know what, let me pull up all these stats, and I was looking at all this, and I said, I want to go for something that will, you know, I've already had my mind blowed. My hair is completely slicked back, just, you know, I'm Elvis all over again. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So what I'm putting together right now is a 96-slide 700-acre pristine horse farm with a 13,000-square-foot mansion, a guest house, the gated community, two lays, this guy that's stocked. I mean, it's loaded. It's $5.6 million completely. I've already got pictures of myself in it, the whole nine yards. I'm putting it together. When this one comes to bed, I'm basically going to have to be a traveling salespeople for the Miami, because I know this one coming through, and you guys are going to have to put me on payroll. So.
We're going to have another teleseminar in about 3 weeks, mate. You can talk about how you've got the house.
When I did that test, I wasn't even I was expecting maybe one or two, maybe three of the slides to come true. But when 56 out of 69 of them came to pass in 3 weeks, you know, granted, I'm on my computer anywhere from 12 to 18 hours a day. Mainly it's, you know, a lot of pleasure, but most time it's helping, you know, members of my team or checking my stocks as they're going out the bottom and stuff like that. But that was the real neat part about it. The stocks that were going down, I put in my mind movie that my stocks would go up. Well, they did, by 27% while everybody else's was tanking. You know,
excellent,
just
mate.
That by itself.
You don't get the title of Master Manifestor, that's for sure. And a lot of that, just for everybody in the call, John mentioned that this is the second time we've had him on a call. It's going back about 6 months now, I think, the other call. A lot's happened since then. Now, I was expecting a very similar testimonial to the one you gave last time, which was you've just moved into the new house exactly as described, and to hear that you're going so much better is just, it's awesome. So thank you very much for coming on, mate.
No problem, sir. I mean, when I get my house, this new house, the house, you're definitely going to be the first one to know about it. So I appreciate you having me on the call, and looking forward to seeing what else we can create over here.
Excellent. Thank you so much, John. Take care.
Yes, sir.
That is really one of the biggest joys Natalie and I have in this business is we literally have conversations and emails like that all the time, and it just feels great. To feel that to know that something you helped create is out there changing lives in such a positive way.
That's right. And I think once you create a mind movie and you start to achieve small things, it cements in that belief that the law of attraction is working for you. And if you just put that little bit of extra in by watching your mind movie morning and night or putting it into your subliminal program, that you can achieve anything that you want. So now we actually have another guest on today as well. Our second guest is Dr. Susan Duvet. So Susan, if you're there, can you press star 6 for us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hi Dr. Susan. Can you would you like to just introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about what you do, and please share your experience with us?
Sure, absolutely. My name is Dr. Susan Duvet, and I'm a chiropractor. I live in Edinburgh, Texas with my husband. He's also a chiropractor, and I'm just going to recap the story that I shared with you the last time, because it's still unbelievable to me how everything unfolded as quickly as it did after I put my mind movie together. My story starts in 2007. I was sitting on the beach with my husband, and we were talking about how we could increase the caliber of people that we were associating with, and namely millionaires. I wanted to figure out how these people who were, you know, manifesting so much money and flow into their lives, how they did that and how they, you know, I wanted to get into their mind and understand how they were able to do that so easily and frequently. So I had this idea of writing a book, and I titled my book, How I Became a Millionaire. Now, granted, I was not on that path before, but I started to write the story. And very shortly after, a friend of mine forwarded the link to my movies to me. And I said, oh, this is going to be a great tool that I can use. But in the beginning of the book, I had stated, okay, all the tools that I need will show up in my life exactly as I need them, and there was Mind Movies. So in my first Mind Movie, I didn't put pictures of material things that I was wanting. I wanted opportunity. I wanted, I was thinking of how do I get invited to a millionaire's party so that I can, you know, talk with them and find out how they think that's so different from the way that I think, so that I could manifest as much as they could. I thought that these people were doing something completely, you know, foreign to me. So I put pictures of mingling and chatting with millionaires. I also put pictures of myself generating multiple income streams online, and lots of pictures of travel. And the travel pictures, I put a picture of the Colosseum in Rome in my Mind Movie, along with some pictures of New York City and Austin, and I think another one was Bangkok. And this is where it really gets crazy, because I did go to Austin, and as I was standing in the living room of Cassandra Carr, who happens to be part owner of the San Antonio Spurs, I looked around and I couldn't believe that I was standing there talking with her, and she said a couple of things that really inspired me, and one of them was, don't be afraid to make a lateral move to get closer to the people who have the power that you seek. And I thought, well, my goodness, I was just, you know, writing a book about that. You know, how do I get invited to a millionaire's party? And here I am standing in Cassandra Carr's home, and she's telling me the exact thing that I was thinking of months before. And she also said, don't be afraid to trade up your lifestyle, meaning don't be afraid to, you know, take it to the next level. So after that happened, my Mind Movie was created in March of 2008. On March 7th, I joined a company, a personal development company, which landed in my lap as well. And let's see, 1 week later, a patient of mine invited me to go to Rome, Italy, out of the blue, to go to a conference for this company that I had just joined. I had no idea that the next conference was in Rome. And she handed me the brochure, and the brochure had a picture of the Colosseum, the same one that was in my Mind Movie. And I said, oh, my God, this is in my mind movie. I have to say yes. Now, I'm a student of personal development, but I'm also a teacher of personal development. And I said, I absolutely have to go to Rome. I don't know. I just could not refuse it. I just had to go. So before speaking to my husband and before discussing it with my family, I purchased my plane ticket and made sure that I was going to be on that plane going to Rome, Italy. And then I called my husband, and fortunately it all worked out. I just called him and I said, honey, listen, I made a mind movie. I put a picture of Rome in there. I got invited to Rome, and I hope you can support me because I'm going. I already got my ticket.
That's how it's going to be.
And
it's amazing how often it happens that Natalie and I hear from people. They put in, you said something interesting there, which was there was a picture of the Colosseum on the brochure. And I think you even said it was a similar picture. It's amazing how often we hear from people that have a, will put a picture in their mind movies of something, and the accuracy with which it comes to them is the same perspective as what that photo was taken. We have I believe it was John who was just with us, when we had him on the call 6 months ago. I believe he put in his mind movie a specific picture of a mountain view. He was living in Florida, and he searched for I want a home with a mountain view like this. And he bought this home off the internet, and when he took possession of the home and arrived, he was walking through, I believe it was his bedroom, looked out the window, and it was just an almost identical view to the one. It wasn't just a mountain view, and it didn't just have a river in the foreground. It was an almost identical view. And it's just incredible how often those things come along. Susan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And just for everybody, it's incredible how we're not bringing these people on just to tout mind movies. The reason we bring these guests on is to help everybody understand that it works for everybody. And just to give, because there's only so many times Natalie and I can tell our story before people start to yawn. So I think it's just great to get other perspectives and to see that you don't have to be a whiz or a guru with this or anything of the sort. Anybody, the law of attraction is working for you. When you use the tools that are available, you can make things work a lot faster and in your favor. John, are you still there? As in John?
Yeah,
I am. Back. Yeah. We do have Amanda to come on later. But I know Susan just touched on something which I know is very important. We've chatted about it before. And that is that you're a product of your environment. Susan was very, very clever in that one of the things she wanted to do was associate with millionaires. And it's a brilliant strategy because another law, I guess, that I believe in thoroughly is that you are a product of your environment. And you can test this out in each area of your life. People use financial one the most often because it's easy to measure. But if you take the five people closest to you in your life, the five people you spend the most amount of time with, and you average their income, you'll find that is very similar to your income. And if you take the quality of their relationships and average the quality of those relationships, you'll find that it's the quality of your relationship. And this works in every area of your life. And I wonder if you had any comments on just how good a strategy it is to associate with people who are achieving the results you want.
Yeah, that's actually very true, Ryan. You know, to have the surrounding of being with people who are, for instance, living a lifestyle that you want or are earning the kind of money that you want or are associating with the kind of relationships that you want. Because what happens is your subconscious mind is paying attention to all these details and it's seeing, oh, I like that. Oh, I want that too. How do I do it? And it's always going to be working for you. And so it's just like a live mind movie where you're actually seeing the visions of the things that you're looking to create, you know, the successful relationships, the lifestyle, the millionaire mind thinking, which is what Susan was talking about, where she wanted to know why are they thinking differently. Well, part of it is because they're not thinking small. They're thinking, you know, from a larger standpoint. And I know some of my clients have come to me where they're thinking, well, you know, this is as big as I'm going to be able to get. And I said, no, you can go a lot bigger. But you got to just believe that you can go that much bigger. So, and I try to stretch people, but you got to. That's why I put 50% believable. you can't go, it's 20% believable, because that's too far a stretch. And that's why, 90% of the people who win the lottery, for instance, here in the States, they lose it all within 5 years. It's because they went way beyond their comfort zone of belief. And so you stretch it a little at a time, and you can keep it going and keep it going and start creating some wonderful, wonderful things.
That's right. And the same can be said for not just the company that you keep, but what is actually going in your ears. You know, what you read, what you listen to, what you watch. That's why, things like the regular coaching calls that we do, if you have regular and positive input, you find that makes just a huge difference as well, and can keep you on track to really achieving the goals that you're after.
Definitely. Now, we do have one more guest. Amanda, are you with us? Might have to hit start next and introduce yourself.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Amanda. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. Where are you calling from? You're in New Zealand, are you?
I am back home in New Zealand right now, yes.
Excellent.
Still traveling, but I managed to find a telephone because I couldn't pass up this wonderful opportunity. Thank you so much, Ryan, for inviting me back.
You're very welcome. Last time we chatted to you, you were in Canada, being a bit of a globetrotter. But why don't you share with everybody your experience with visualization?
Yes, and thank you so much for that, because my personal experience started out being a very emotional experience. Our son had had an enlarged lymph node in his neck for quite a few years, and it would go up and down with how he felt. And then a year ago from now, pretty much to the day a year ago, it got so swollen that he couldn't even lift his neck up at all. And we were terrified, and all the people we would see would be looking at us with this, oh, doom and gloom, he's got lymphatic cancer. And our hearts would just beat, and at nighttime I would go in and make sure he was still breathing, because he would stop breathing in his sleep. And at the same time, we'd been traveling through the world, and the recession had hit us in that we weren't able to sell one of our properties that we had expected to, and that meant that we couldn't actually afford to fly back home. So it was quite a stressful event last year this time. And then I went on the internet, and I saw Ryan in your little video expose telling us all about the Mind movies, and I thought, you know what? This was sent to me on purpose. I'm going to buy this, and I'm going to use it. And I spent the next 2 days, I said, I'm sorry, I can't talk to anybody. I'm busy making my Mind movie. And I put it together. And, this just brings back so many of the emotions, Ryan. But I remember putting it together thinking, I need to find a way for us all to be healthy and strong, particularly my son. I need to find a way to build my website, which I'd been working on, teaching children about money, or moneylessonsforchildren.com. And at that time, like I said, we had no money to get back home. My son's health was really scary. And about 10 days later, out of the blue, $10,000 shows up that we had not expected. We didn't realize that we would be getting a tax refund, and there it was. And it was amazing. It was just enough to get me to a course, a 5-day intensive course, to get my website, The Money Lessons for Children, up and running, which brought me in the money to pay for the doctor's visits to my son. It was really one of those whirlwind situations. And we found out that the reason his neck was so swollen was actually because of a disease called cat scratch, which you outgrow, which goes away. And about a week after that, he was able to move his neck. He was fine. And so then I thought, right, now we need to really focus on the rest of the Mind movie. And one of the main things that I put in there was that we attract inspirational people to us. And that's when I got a phone call from Glenn, your partner, Natalie's husband, and asking me if I wanted to be part of your Mind movie relaunch that you did last year. And that was huge for me. That meant that my list of about 200 people just suddenly grew about tenfold in the span of about a month. And that meant that my passions of teaching kids about money, giving those money lessons to the children, was able to come true. My son was healthy. I was able to stay at home with my husband, be able to pay for our trip back home to New Zealand, which we are back in, and homeschool our kids, knowing that my husband probably will never have to go back for a job again. And really, Ryan, it's all thanks to you being there when I needed to, and I'm so grateful for that.
Amanda, that's such an awesome story. So really what you're telling us is that you were probably in one of the darkest moments of your life, But you still found the strength, and you still were able to attract the mind movie to you, or the action of making a mind movie to get you out of that.
Absolutely. And since there, because, of course, that immediately brought my perception. I've always been a person who's very logical and found it really hard to understand or accept anything that was a spiritual nature. And for me to open myself up for this was very rare. And I was so grateful that I had. But like I said, I was in one of those really dark moments when I was just going to work with anything that came my way. And since then, it's been absolutely incredible. Like John mentioned earlier about the subliminal side that you put together, the software to watch your mind movie transparently on top of your computer screen all day long. I mean, how grateful is it for me to open up my email, and maybe I get a bad email in, and on top of that, I see these wonderful words that say, you know, inspirational people are attracted to me. I can just hit the delete button on that email, not get emotional about it anymore at all. And speaking of attracting inspirational people to me, my gosh, the last 3 months have been phenomenal. I've been interviewed on a cable television network for my kids' site. I've been interviewed on Disney Radio for half an hour for my Money Lessons for Children website. I've been on a cruise with other internet marketers, and I met up with Robert Allen and Mike Filsaime, and then John Seeley just about 10 days ago. You flew all the way to New Zealand to spend a long weekend with us. I mean, I'm just constantly being surrounded by all this wonderful, wonderful energy. So thank you so much again.
Amanda, your kind words are very, very humbling. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
It's awesome. So, John, you actually flew over to New Zealand and spent some time with Amanda.
I did, and you know, one of my my movie visions that came true was I wanted to fly down to Australia and New Zealand, and it's something that was like a life dream kind of thing. And I was originally thinking of it as kind of like the once-in-a-lifetime trip, and now I'm thinking of it as a twice-a-year trip.
You know. Excellent. We'd love to have you, because, of course, you spent some time with us as well here in Australia.
Exactly. But, I mean, it's true. I mean, this is the kind of energy that you can create. And so many people, these are some turbulent times we're going through right now. And really, and like the stock market reacts to people's, you know, energy. And so if you're focusing on, oh, my God, I'm going to lose all my money, well, you know, that's the kind of thing that's going out. And, unfortunately, when the masses do that, that's when the bigger, you know, problems hit. So if we can, really, the best thing we can do is just get this to every person on the planet, to refocus their attention in a positive way on how we're going to, you know, create positive things out of this, and focus your energy back to, okay, I'm creating, you know, my stocks. John said his stocks were going up when other people's were going down. That's what you need to do. You got to focus on, we're going to make this work. It's going to happen. And it's like, you can do that for health. You can do that for money. You can do that for anything. And it's a matter of, you just got to have that 50% belief, and then it'll go.
That's right. And if you're watching your mind movie on a regular basis, it kind of, for me, it makes me, because you're so focused on what your end result is, when you hear all that negative around you, you're going, well, that doesn't apply to me. Because I know where I'm going to end up. I know what my end result is, and that's not in my plan. So it makes you have a completely different perspective on all the negative things that are happening around you.
Yeah, and you know, the subliminals, too, I think are so important, because I even had a client who said, can I put the subliminal on my child's computer when they're playing their video games? Because, you know, some of these games are a little, you know, rough. And that way they at least are getting some positive messages that are going out while they're busy, you know, playing. I said, sure, and it works great that way. And so, you know, you can help your kids along, you know, giving them a positive look at life by having something like that going. And, again, help the kids get the results, too. You want the whole family to do it.
Exactly.
Okay, it's now coming to the top of the hour, so we'll wind things up here. Just to give everybody a bit of a heads up on what's going to be happening in the next few days, Natalie and I have made a video, and we're going to send you this. It's awesome. It's completely free. We're going to teach you exactly how to make your own mind movie with step-by-step instructions. And that's where the real power of this kicks in. When you make your own mind movie, you can start manifesting things just like the people you've heard on the call today. We're also going to introduce you to a new term called the subliminal program. Now, although you've heard the term for the first time now, this is what Amanda and John mentioned during the phone call. Remember they spoke about they had this new tool which we gave them which allowed them to watch their mind movies all day transparently on their computer and soak it up, but it didn't interrupt their work day at all? We're going to give you a live demo of that. And finally, at the end of that video, we're going to let you download a 90-minute interview with John Atheraf and a good friend of here at Mind Movies, Harrison Klein. Now, John asked the questions, can you have everything in your life? Well, the answer is yes, and he'll show you exactly how during this 90-minute seminar. So keep an eye out in your email for that, in your inbox for that email coming soon. So firstly, thank you to all the guests, and John Seeley, thank you very much for being on the call.
All right, it was great to be here.
Awesome, thanks, mate. And Natalie and I have really enjoyed doing the tele-seminar for everybody, so thank you very much for being on the call with us.
Yes, well, thank you everyone for being on the call. It was an absolute pleasure. Also, I'd like to give special thanks to our guests today. Now, if you have any questions for our guests, or if you'd like to get in contact with them at all, you can actually contact John through his website, which is succeedwithjohnpate.com. And Pate is spelled P-A-T-E. So succeedwithjohnpate.com. You can actually contact Susan through makeafortunehelpingothers.com. That's makeafortunehelpingothers.com or excellenceenterprises.biz. And with Amanda, you can actually contact her through teachingchildrenaboutmoney.com. So thanks a lot, guys, and we'll be speaking to you soon. Bye for now.